From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow will expel 60 diplomats after Washington announced that was ordering the expulsion of dozens of Russian diplomats over the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain. Lavrov said Thursday Russia will also close the U.S. consulate in the city of St. Petersburg. The U.S., along with more than 20 other nations, ordered the expulsion of Russian diplomats after Moscow was blamed for the nerve agent attack on the former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter earlier this month in the British town of Salisbury. Sergei Skripal remains in critical condition, according to doctors, but his daughter is apparently making rapid progress. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet April 27th in Panmunjom. However, Robert Kelly, political analyst on inter-Korean affairs and associate professor in political science at Pusan National University, expressed doubt that something significant would be achieved by the end of the year.
I would be amazed if actually we're, you know, sprinting towards this goal. I'd be amazed if we're really looking at North Korean denuclearization by the end of the year or something like that.
In New York today, however, General Secretary of the UN, Antonio Guterres, says he's encouraged by recent development, but notes two differences from the days of the Cold War.
In the Cold War, there were clearly two superpowers with a complete control of the situation of two areas in the world. Now we have many other actors. On the other hand, during the Cold War, there were mechanisms of communication and control to avoid the escalation of incidents, to make sure that things would not get out of control when tensions would rise.
This is VOA News. Nobel laureate Malala Yousafzai returned Thursday to her native Pakistan, nearly 6 years after she was shot by Islamist militants in her northwestern home district of Swat for advocating female education.
Today, I am very happy that after 5.5 years, I have set foot on my soil, my country.
Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi welcomed her home and said that she has returned as the most prominent citizen of Pakistan. Philip Alexiou reports the initial results of Egypt's presidential election show a landslide win for President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi over his single opponent.
Mustafa Musa joined the contest at the last minute, sparing the government the embarrassment of a one-candidate race and made no effort to challenge el-Sisi. Provincial governors and other officials promised incentives and financial rewards and in some cases resorted to threats to get people to the polls. The National Elections Authority threatened fines of about $30 for anyone boycotting the election. Official results are expected on April 2nd. Philip Alexiou, VOA News.
Prominent human rights attorney Amal Clooney will be representing two Reuters journalists under arrest in Myanmar. Ryan Brooks has more.
Clooney, the wife of actor George Clooney, said in a statement the two reporters, quote, were being prosecuted simply because they reported the news. Both have told relatives that they were arrested almost immediately after they had been handed rolled-up papers by two policemen they had never met before, after they'd been invited for dinner by the officers. The UN and many Western nations have demanded the charges be dropped. Their arrests come amid concerns by rights activists of a crackdown on press freedom in Myanmar.
That was reporter Ryan Brooks. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy was ordered to stand trial Thursday on charges of corruption and influence peddling. The case focuses on phone calls that Sarkozy allegedly made to a judge who was investigating claims his 2007 presidential campaign was illegally funded. Sarkozy denies any wrongdoing, and his lawyers said they would appeal the decision to prosecute him at a hearing they said would be held on June the 25th. Afghan photojournalist Masoud Hosseini, who's been working for the Associated Press in Kabul, said he survived what he called an assassination attempt on Thursday. Hosseini won the Pulitzer Prize for breaking news photography in 2012 after capturing the image of a crying girl in the aftermath of a suicide attack on a crowded Shiite shrine in Kabul. He told VOA that three gunmen got out of the car and started shooting at his vehicle as he was driving his car. I'm Joe Palca for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.